Welcome to What's News, the weekly podcast where we dive deeper into this week's news. We are Sharon
and Antje, and in this episode we dive into a highly anticipated and controversial event, the Pope's visit to Belgium.
It has been 30 years since a Pope has visited Belgium, in 1995 to be exact. The occasion of that visit was the beatification of Father Damien.
Van de Vader en de Zoon.
This time, his visit is in the light of the 600th anniversary of KU Leuven and UCL, but another topic has taken the spotlight.
About a year ago, VRT came out with a documentary series called God Vergeten.
This opened a conversation about sexual abuse in the Belgian Catholic Church, which was previously a taboo. In several churches, abbeys, cloisters and Catholic schools, people of the clergy have been abusing their power without consequences. After the victims came out with their stories, the church had to face this issue in their institution.
Today, the Pope will arrive in Belgium. In the coming days, he will talk with 15 of the many victims of sexual abuse in the church for an hour, which is 4 minutes per person. Will he actually do something about this worldwide problem? Or is it just for show?
Hallo, met Cedric.
Hallo, met Antje.
We talked to Cedric Van Este, lecturer in applied psychology at Thomas More. What are the psychological effects on these victims?
There are a few aspects we could consider to be very specific to the context of the abuse in the church. First of all, you have the specific context as such. It's a special context, and there might be no other institution where you expect more safety, more warmth, more kindness, compassion than the church. And to be a victim of sexual violence in exactly that institution, it's almost like, I would say, the superlative of abuse.
In the most cases, sexual abuse is committed by someone the victim knows. Due to this, trust in the victim has been broken. In the context of the church, it adds another layer.
Sexual abuse can lead to many psychological issues, like depression, post-traumatic stress disorder, and anxiety. For victims, the path to healing is a lengthy one. The real question is whether a conversation with the Pope will genuinely help them.
That's a good question. I think it could be helpful to certain victims, but probably not to every victim. And then, of course, everything depends on the way it goes, how it happens, how he listens, and how he reacts. And I'm reading in the media that there is a lot of critique on, for instance, the procedure that took place to select victims to talk with the Pope, because I think only 15 victims can talk with the Pope.
Mm-hmm,
so it seems that that's already not a great way to start.
With the Pope's visit comes a lot of media attention, and of course, renewed attention for the victims. But what does this much public and media attention do to a victim's mental health?
I think it could be both positive and negative. So positive, because with media attention you also see a lot of reactions by people that are compassionate, and it shows sympathy for the victims, and that brings recognition. So even if the institution is not giving the recognition the victims ask and deserve, you can see a lot of recognition from society. So that's something that is positive, a positive consequence of the fact that there is a lot of media coverage. But obviously, with that, it's also difficult to escape from the media coverage, especially nowadays. The media are all over, so you have a continuous exposure to everything that has to do with the sexual abuse in the church.
Even with the Pope's visit, this story is not over yet.
I also want to express a sense of hope for victims, because we also see enormous courage and resilience in many victims. So with the right help, you can really bounce back in life.
In the coming days, we will hear the aftermath of his visit.
Thank you for listening to What's News. See you next week.